My apologies, you got disconnected.
We did.
Yeah. So you were saying?
Oh, I was pounding my desk and ready to run up to New York.
And then in terms of the traditional publishing route, you, as I said, there is so much unknowns at this point in time. Obviously, the first thing for you to do, for you to consider this route, is to submit the manuscript. And the review doesn't take too much long. It's like 4 to 5 business days. You're going to hear back from the board members, and we can go from there.
Okay. I want to, I think I, being an honest person, all right, mm-hmm. being very, maybe too honest,
mm-hmm.
I will admit to you, are you familiar with Ryan Chase?
Ryan Chase, is that a company?
No, he supposedly works for you. Penguin.
Oh, okay. No, I don't know him personally.
Okay. The reason mm-hmm. I did, because here's what happened. I sent him my manuscript. He, first of all, he got in touch with me and said that the title of my story, of my novel, was very interesting to him and he'd like to read it, et cetera, and told me this similar thing to you, but he didn't explain like you did
mm-hmm.
that I was afraid he was a self-publishing deal,
mm-hmm.
and because that's what made me think it was. And then what happened was I sent him the manuscript,
mm-hmm.
and he was supposed to read it over the weekend. Well, before that, right after I talked with him, a self-publishing company came said that I was just sent to them, and I thought right away it was Ryan. So
mm-hmm.
I told Ryan, I sent him an email, and I said, why are you sending my manuscript out to a self-publishing agent or whatever? And he right away got mad, and he said, he was supposed to read it, he was supposed to talk with me today, and he got mad at me, and he said, forget it. So he shut me out.
Mm-hmm. Well, like I said,
I wanted to check because, look, I'm like a detective, right? When
mm-hmm,
I deal
mm-hmm.
with somebody, I check into them,
that's
and
good.
Or about them. And so, what I need is to try and get a traditional publisher. I'm 85 years old, by the way,
mm-hmm.
so forgive me.
No problem.
That's the only way I can go. I have no money. I'm on a retirement income and, Social Security, whatever. And so I can't afford all these services that everybody wants to charge me for.
Mm-hmm.
And so I've been trying to find an agent that would rep me as far as getting a traditional publisher interested.
I say.
Yeah, because I write screenplays and everything. Pardon?
I totally understand the dilemma that you're facing at this one time. I've spoken to a lot of people that actually have no savings but do have a good book, and we have helped them in getting their books out. So what I would prefer is if you could send the book over to the company's email, I would be able to review and respond back to you with the remarks that the reviewers and the editorial board members would make. And based on
okay.
on their remarks, we would be able to decide how we can go ahead with it.
I want to admit to you that I of course it needs editing. And I can't afford editing to any high degree because
mm-hmm.
I just don't have the money. But I know that it needs some editing. It's been edited by me, but I'm not the one that really should be editing, I don't think. You know what I'm saying? So I've done the best that I can.
It is difficult to edit your own work. I know that for a fact. When you go on about editing your own work, you keep on spending too much time on the edits, and it never completes.
Exactly.
So I understand
exactly.
Your dilemma. No,
what's your last name?
An expensive thing. Like I said, what happens is we have different degree of editors. Based on the review, we would be able to understand if we need a very high top-tier editor, Do we need an average Joe, or do we need someone that mm-hmm. has a significant experience? That is all dependent based on the review. That is the first
step. Okay.
Did Ryan, if you're saying that Ryan, you contacted Ryan about the publishing route, did he share a report with you, any kind of analysis about the, you know, the manuscript? Because you said you submitted the manuscript to him.
Yeah, but he told me, he said, you know, we were supposed to talk today about it, et cetera. Mm-hmm. And I sent him emails apologizing, but it was like I accused him of something he didn't do, and he was acting like a child, in my opinion, and, you know, refused to get back to me. So he's not gotten back to me. And he didn't really mention the fact of traditional publishing that I remember, but he didn't mention self-publishing either. He just asked me a question, why haven't you considered self-publishing?
Understood. Now, that's not a problem at all. Just go towards the standard protocols that we have here. Submit the manuscript to the company's email, put in the title, add in your name, and a bit about yourself, like what you do, what have you written about it in the previous years, things of that nature. A bit of a biography, a short one, like 200 to 300 words, and along with that, the PDF or Word document of your manuscript. And I can tell you the company's email if you have a pen and paper, and you can just shoot.
I have it.
Okay, shall I?
Go ahead.
It's just info, I-N-F-O.
Yeah.
At penguinbookwriters.com, the company's email.
Okay.
The company's name.
Okay.
Okay, fair and simple, info at penguinbookwriters.com.
What's your last name?
Philip Morgan. Just put in the subject should be manuscript review by suggested by Philip.
Okay.
We'll
do. Perfect. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Not a problem. And can I have your name? Because I forgot to ask your name before we got connected.
Yeah, it's Gary Laird, L-A-I-R-D. I actually go by Gary T as in Peter Laird, L-A-I-R-D.
Okay. Nice to meet you, Gary.
Wow.
I look forward to reviewing your manuscript.
Well, Philip, let me mention one more thing. Mm-hmm. Actually, all that I've written has been self-published by, they're on Amazon and all, but mm-hmm. I'm not selling anything because nobody knows I'm there. I have a website, and nobody knows the website because I can't afford to send people there. I can't afford to market anything, even with Amazon.
But you have resources already. If you're saying you already have books out there, self-published, and then you have a website, if this comes to be true, obviously we would have to do our own research, but when we ask to work with you on your upcoming project, we can also help you to get some attraction on those platforms as well, because at the end of the day, this is your journey as an author. So whatever pieces of literature or artwork you have produced are going to be highlighted with your contributions. So once we get it published, it's not just when you talk about traditional publishing, it's not just simply publishing like no one is able to see it. It's more of a very interactive approach. You have agents involved. You have beta readers, reviewers, a whole committee dedicated to reviewing books. So if they like the book, you're bound to get some attraction on your other work, published work as well. So that is the benefit.
Great.
So let's see where we can actually work with you and on the note where we can actually collaborate with you. So I'll be looking forward to receiving your manuscript, and I'll correspond with you on the emails.
Okay, sir. Thank you very much. Nice talking to you. And
not a problem. It's been a pleasure.
You take care. I look forward to it.
You have a blessed day ahead. No problem. Have a blessed
day
ahead.
You too.
Bye for now.
You too. Bye-bye.